Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. In breaking news, yet another stabbing tragedy in New South Wales. A 10-year-old girl has been fatally stabbed at a Boolaroo home in the state's Hunter region. A 17-year-old girl who is known to the child has been arrested and is assisting police. The Prime Minister has responded to claims by a rally organiser who's accused him of lying about whether he'd addressed the participants at a domestic violence demonstration in Canberra. Anthony Albanese claims he was told he wasn't able to speak at the event. He's told Nine tensions were high at the time.
I'm focused on the issues. An emotional day for people, and I get that.
A drop in foreign tourism and local workers has prompted job cuts at Crown Resorts. Up to 1,000 workers are being axed from operations in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. This adds to around 275 jobs that were cut at Crown Sydney last year. A record number of scams have been reported by Australians, but overall losses have dropped. More than 600,000 reports were made last year, with losses totaling $2.7 billion. That's down from $3.1 billion in 2022. ACCC Deputy Chair Katrina Lowe says while the stats are an improvement, people still need to be vigilant.
We encourage everyone to report, even where they don't experience a loss, because that intel is vital. It's vital for warning others so that they can avoid the scam.
To sport, the Hawks' Marbior Chol is facing suspension for a strike against the Swans' Errol Goulden. He's facing a one-match ban. And an eye injury has forced Crows veteran Rory Sloan into retirement. The midfielder underwent surgery for a second time in January. He says the risk of re-injuring his eye and potentially losing vision was too great to continue.
I love my job. I've loved being a part of this for 16 years, and it's probably the realisation you got to let that go at some point for the betterment of my future health was just pretty tough for me.